Masechta Tainis Daf Chof Hamer Aleph Tosi Maschel Hava Ha Gomrule. To review the background of the Gemara that Tosi is commenting on, the Gemara records in a series of stories concerning various Tanoim and Amoroim in davening for rain on a fast day that Levi decreed a fast in order to bring rain and it didn't come. So he said, Ribbono Shel Olam, Alisa V'yashavta B'morom V'ein Atam Rachim Al Banecha, that you went up to the heavens and you are not having mercy on your children. And then it rained. But the Gemara records that as a result of the fact that he was brazen to heaven, so he became lame, ve'itla. Then the Gemara challenges that is that really what caused him to become a piseach or lame? But isn't that as a result of the fact that he showed akida, some kind of specialized bowing before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where you stick your thumbs into the ground and then do a headstand and then kiss the ground? So isn't that as a result of that, when he showed that in the presence of his teacher, Rebbe, Rebbe Yehuda Nasi, that as a result of that he became lame? So the Gemara answers, Havaha Garmalei. Both this and that caused it. So Tosis proceeds to explain what exactly that means. Pirish HaRavid, the Ravid explains that Gilyan Ashas points out that it's rare that Tosis quotes the opinion of the Ravid. This is not the famous Ravid the Bala Sogis who argues on the Rambam, but the Ravid the Bala Tosis, I think also by the same name, Rav Avraham ben David, as follows. Ha kida avad, the achve akida kame rebi itla. The first ha, in the ha v'ha gomrulei, is referring to kida avad, kida meaning when he did, the achvi akida kamei rebi, that he showed this kida, this acrobatic stance before rebi, itla, he became lame. V'ha, and the second ha, the tiach dvarim klape mala, that he was brazen to heaven, gomrulei the itla, caused him to become lame. At first glance, Tosa's words seem to be somewhat mysterious. It doesn't seem to in any way expand upon the words of the Gemara. Tosa says that when he did the Kida, he became lame, and when he was brazen to the heaven, that caused him to become lame. Isn't that exactly what the Gemara says? Hava ha gomrulei. So a careful reading of Tosa, I think, will indicate that Tosis is basically explaining like Rashi. Rashi's words, which I think are somewhat clearer, even though they're briefer, and I think when we take a look at Tosis again, that's exactly what Tosis is saying. Rashi writes, Hava garmale, hachet garamlo, shenitzla bekida. The sin caused for him that he should become lame at the time of the bowing. Rashi, both in Masechta Megillah and in Masechta Sukkah, where this Gemara is also quoted, says even more, that the primary cause of his becoming lame was the sin of the fact that he was brazen to the heavens. And the specific instance when Min HaShemayim he was punished was a time of sakana or danger or extra risk factor, and that was the time of the Kida, where doing that kind of acrobatic stunt, as Rashi elaborates there, where there's hardly any support, caused him to become lame, to throw his thigh bone in some way. So reading Tosis again, that seems to be what the Ravid is saying here. Ha kida avad, the achve akida kamei rebi itla. Tosis doesn't use the term garma, but at the time that he did the kida, he became lame. Hadi tiach dvarim klapi mala, garma le de itla, the sin of being brazen to Shemayim, that's what caused him to become lame. So just to use the phraseology of the Maral in a different context to explain a little better, there's a Siba and a Siba Sasiba. There's a cause or a down-to-earth cause, and then there's the ultimate cause, rooted usually in something Ruchani. So when Tosa says Garmalei De'itla, he's referring to the cause of the cause, the sin that caused Min HaShemayim that he should become lame. And when Tosa says that at the time that he bowed, he became lame, that's the immediate cause that caused him to be lame. So that's what the Gemara says, Havha Garmulei, they both caused it. But ultimately, it was really the sin that ultimately caused it. And it was at the time of the Kida that that dangerous circumstance caused Min HaShemayim that he shouldn't be saved from that dangerous circumstance and actually become lame. It's interesting that the Cheshek Shlomo from Shlomo Levilna in the back of the Gemara is quoted as giving a different approach from Tosfos, and he actually bases it on a passage in the Rishalmi in Masechta Brachos, that Hava Garmulei, that combination between these two events was not one of that the original sin of being brazen to heaven caused him to become lame later as the punishment, but rather the first thing that happened was he was involved in a dangerous situation and he became lame. But Min HaShemayim, they should have healed him, as the Rishalmi records happened with another student of Rebbe when he did something with a risk factor that he did get healed. But the fact that he was Matiach Dvarim Klabi Maila, either earlier or perhaps even later, caused him to remain Piseach his whole life, as the Achroinim bring Rayas that even at the end of his life he was still limping.